96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know that angelic voice paired with James Ingram in the romantic love song Come to Me from the 1980s. Grammy Award-winning songstress Patty Austin is still going strong and doing her thing. That includes teaching master classes here at Howard University and performing at the Howard University Trustee Gala. She joins me now in studio along with Sonny Sumter, Executive Director of the D.C. Jazz Festival. Lines are open if you have a question or comment or you want to just give her some love at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Patty, Sonny, thank you both for joining me.
What do you want now? I brought you the warmth. I came from L.A. I brought the heat.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And the love.
A suitcase full of boots and leather and brought the heat, too. I don't know what I was thinking.
But you can do that tomorrow because it's going to be cool tomorrow,
actually.
I can
whip my boots out. I also brought sandals and linen, as you can plainly see.
No. As long as you brought the voice.
Well, that's 65 years old now, so I'm telling y'all now, it ain't sounding like it did back then when I sounded like a frickin' virgin. What is that? Who was that girl?
Did you miss your calling?
Which calling?
The comedic calling.
Absolutely not. If you come to the show, you will be so happy to know that I'm silly.
Well, I have to tell you, because I want to make sure that Sonny has an opportunity to share information about the gala. And also want to talk about your master class. But I've got to tell you, because I know that we have a listener. I've been promoting you all day as, you know, this iconic R&B singer. And a listener called in. He called me in the newsroom. And he says, I beg to differ. She's better. She's more of a jazz person. And I said, well, I knew her as an R&B singer. I'm aware of her jazz work, but I see her as an R&B singer. He said, well, I think she's a jazz singer. And so we go round and round. I said, so let's ask Patty.
Let's ask Patty.
Ask Patty. What is it?
Say it in the common vernacular. I'm a singer of songs. Period. I was just going through customs coming out of Hong Kong the other day and had the lady that was checking me out in customs. She said, so I love this question. This is like after I'm in Hong Kong doing a show for like, you know, 20,000 people screaming, insane fans, and it never fails. I come back to the States and I always have the people in customs. And so who are you? And what's your name? And what do you do? I sing. Oh, with a band? Are you with a band? Yeah, I'm with my band. what kind of music do you sing? I sing all kinds of music. Well, what does that mean? I sing jazz, I sing pop, I sing R&B. Google me. Can I get out of here today? So this is kind of...
They didn't take you in the back, did they, for a search or anything?
I was taken in the back for a search in Germany by two very marvelous Fräuleins who said to me after I had to put my clothing back on, I'm walking through, and one of them says to the other one, boy, she's got a hell of a body.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, and she's blind too. Oh, how wonderful. But anyway.
That's the world we live in.
That's the world we live in.
You
get a free feel up in the morning and, you know, free frisking. But no, I consider myself to be a singer of music. I hate the categorization of music, just like I hate the categorization of people.
Well, let's talk about it, too. And gosh, we've got 40 minutes of this. So anyway.
Yes, it can only go downhill from here.
Let's talk a little bit because you did a master class, and I definitely want to get to that. But Sonny, tell me about the gala that's coming up, because this is really a very critical fundraiser for a great cause.
So it's the D.C. Jazz Festival Annual Trustee Gala, and we've asked Patty to really lend her voice. Every year we featured Gladys Knight, we had Freddie Cole, we've had Dee Dee Bridgewater. So we are so delighted to have Patty this year join us. It is a fundraiser to support the Roberta Flack Education Program, which is, as a nonprofit, it's our year-round education offerings. We serve thousands of kids throughout the year with free music programs.
Interesting. Where can people find out more about this? Because you can still attend.
It's Monday, November the 9th at 7 p.m. You can still attend. And guess what? We have an anonymous donor who's a HU alum, and so am I, 1994.
Oh, okay.
And if you use the code HU15, go to DCJazzFest.org, click on the gala. You'll see Patty's beautiful face. Click on that on the left-hand side. You'll see a box where you can put in the code, and you have a half-price ticket.
Wonderful.
So we want HU in the house. We want you all there so that we can just shout it out and show all of our love for Miss Patty Austin.
Absolutely. DCJazzFest.org. And as always, I'll make sure that that website is posted on WHUR.com after the program. If you want to talk to Patty Austin, you can give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You did a master's class here at Howard University. Tell me about that, because a lot of people think, when they think master's class, they think Oprah Winfrey and
what does she know?
I
she
have
doesn't
no
sing.
Idea. Yeah, she's just wealthy.
But, come on. Don't get mad at me, Opie, okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jay. We love you.
But what? Tell me about the class.
Well, I like to talk about, in my master classes, I like to talk as much about the head trip that the music industry puts you through as the music, as much as I like to talk about that, as much as I like to talk about the music, because they are symbiotic in a weird kind of way. I was just saying earlier that this is one of the few businesses that you can work in where the success drives you crazy. And now it makes you crazier than ever because of social media. Now we have this new responsibility that's been added to the responsibility of having to expose all aspects of our life to the public, because the public apparently right now has no life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interested in watching what, in quotes, celebrities are up to. So as a celebrity at this point, you have to constantly be documenting every moment of your life for your fans, which makes it pretty impossible to have your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're constantly documenting it, you can't be in the moment.
What do they want to know? What do
they
want to
know? Everything. What you just ate, who you just shtupped, when you're going to shtup again, who you're with, who you're not with, who you like, what you don't like. People, get lives, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Did you have a life when you were, you know, really exploding with the balance? I have to say that.
Yeah, because it wasn't then like it is now. It wasn't at the level that it's at now. It's at a very dangerous, dehumanizing level, and it doesn't seem that way. I've always wanted to do a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
For all the people that say, if I could just be a star for a day. If most people could be a star, I wanted to do a show where you take a civilian that wants to be a star and put them in that world for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how they come out the other end. Completely nuts.
You know, I became very familiar, you know, with your work during doing some younger days. I called your music that curl up on the sofa, grab the phone, talk to your girlfriend.
No, see, these are
music.
Discussions that I hear a lot. People coming up to me saying, you know, my fifth child.
There were no children involved.
Don't tell me how I underscored your sex life, please.
Yeah, there were no children involved, but there certainly was a lot of courtship. I know that's an antiquated term.
I'm okay to be underscoring for courtship.
But certainly your music painted the walls of the quiet storm here. Really was. As a matter of fact, we've got some stuff here that we definitely want people to listen to.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Even your upbeat stuff, you know, that was one of those songs, certainly not a Quiet Storm song, but still one that was played here on WHUR and just about any R&B station.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you know, top-down music. You could blast that music driving by a church and not be struck by lightning. So how did you survive, you know, the rat race then? Because you said there wasn't social media and things were not as fast.
It wasn't as racy or as ratty.
But it's all relative, though. It's all relative.
No, it really isn't. I'm telling you, this is my 60th anniversary in show business, and I'm telling you, there is nothing to compare it with what's going on now. There have been maybe two or three artists that were tortured by their fans and by the media back in the day. You know, when Elvis Presley became a phenom, he had nobody to talk to about how to be a phenom because he was it at that time. Now, if you're a phenom, you got 20 different people you can call, you know, and
if they pick up
phone. If they pick up the phone, you know, Justin, Madonna, blah, 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 what do I do? How do I handle this?
Well, let
but
me go.
That didn't exist before because it was never at the level that it's at now. It's at a point where you come out of the front door of your house and you got 20 guys from the paparazzi, international paparazzi.
Talking about
there,
your shoes and what you're wearing
you,
and your hair
picture of
and everything
you every
else.
Every time you get out of your car, taking a picture of you every time you go to the supermarket with your kids, which you can't do anymore. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to the supermarket. You can't drive your car because somebody's following you every freaking place you go.
Let me torture. Let me pick up the phone real quick. We have a caller on the line. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to Patty Austin. Trina calling from Northeast D.C. Trina, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Hey.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Trina. What's up?
Oh, girl, let me just tell you, I love your music. I have loved it for so long. One of my very first albums was your first album, where you wrote mostly everything on it.
Uh-oh, you're like serious, because I love it when people come up to me and say, I've been following your career since the beginning, since Baby Come To Me. I'm like, oh, God, I did five albums before that. Work with me, people.
Way before that. I saw you at the Strathmore the last time you were in D.C., and loved the show.
Thank you so much.
Love the show. So I just love everything you do. I'm just sorry we don't see more of
And you are everywhere. I mean, you're nonstop. You're overseas. You're back here. You've got stuff coming up next year with New Orleans, Kansas City. Just a whole bunch of stuff happening. Where do you get the energy after all of these years?
I don't know. You were asking me earlier. My six cups of coffee.
I did see that, and I didn't get one, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I have to talk to my interns about that.
I'm just following, the doctor, the good doctor. I don't know. I'm just a very energetic person to begin with, and I think probably because I'm a Leo, you were asking me my sign. I never told you what it was, but it's Leo. And a lot of times when people ask me what my sign is, I say, well, I can tell you other people that are the same sign as I am.
But you still won't.
And they freak out because the list is really scary of Leos.
Well, my sister's a Leo, and I love her, so you're doing okay.
We are lovable and hateable all at the same time.
I don't know.
You know we are.
You got a lot of folks that do love you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jackie calling from Alexandria. Jackie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just want to let Patty know I saw her years ago in Den Haag, the Netherlands, when we were living over there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I asked you when you were coming back. But anyway, we have since moved to the States. But I just want you to know I love all of your music. I have all of your CDs. And just keep doing what you're doing. You're a beautiful person inside and out.
Thank you, my darling. But how can I sing for you if you keep moving? You got a light somewhere.
You're going to be there.
you got to figure out where you want to live, okay?
And listen.
Come on.
Jackie,
will you be performing in North Sea again?
I don't know. To be totally honest, I don't know. I don't know.
I did
North Sea about 2 years ago. We kind of do it every other year, you know, Montreux, North Sea. And while we're talking about that, I just want to say to anyone who loves music, if you have never gone to a festival in Europe, please, it will behoove you to go there because you will see acts from the United States that you will never see here that are adored over there. And it's for a really good reason. It's because they're usually amazing. First time I saw Trombone Shorty was at North Sea.
Oh, yeah, fantastic, fantastic
artist.
Long
before anybody knew who he was here.
We're going to continue this conversation with Patty Austin in just a bit. Jackie, thanks so much for calling. Eric from San Francisco, stay with us. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Around.